Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes.
I'll show you the verses up here that got me thinking from Isaiah. And I will make mere boys their leaders, and mischievous children will rule over them. And the people will be oppressed, each one by another, and each one by his neighbor. The youth will assault the elder, and the contemptible person will assault the one honored. And I wrote this down in this summer when I read these verses. I want to read it to you just as I wrote it down here. God gives nations the leaders they deserve. They are leaders in that they occupy an office, but they don't necessarily lead people nor care for their citizens. Because as this verse says, they don't have the wisdom to lead, nor do they care about anyone but themselves. But this is the inevitable result of a nation that turns its back on God. These phrases on here, these mere boys and mischievous children, what that means is people that don't have the skills or the temperament or the experience to do what they've been asked to do. Kind of like that quote from John Stonestreet that I said earlier, we're asking the political system to carry more weight than it could. They're not prepared for it. Here's how the Amplified version says, verse 3 here, and I will make boys their princes, and with childishness they shall rule over them with outrage instead of justice. When you listen to some of our political candidates talking, does it sound at all to you like childishness? I'm on the playground sometimes with kids, and it goes like this. You're ugly. No, you're ugly. Yeah, well, you're stupid. Well, you're stupider. Yeah, well, you're uglier. Well, that's what a lot of our political candidates sound like. That person's ugly. That person's stupid. And you know, no, you're ugly and you're stupid. Well, that sounds like the mere boys. That sounds like mischievous children. That sounds like just yelling things. Why do we want to say, yeah, my mischievous candidate is so much better than the other mischievous candidate? And anybody that supports that mischievous candidate, got to be completely separated from me. Listen, I like this. I heard, again, John Stonestreet in that same talk. He used a phrase I'd never heard before, and he called the church to be pre-political. What does that mean? Well, think about this. Jesus said, all of the law is fulfilled, loving God and loving our neighbor. Matthew 25, he says, let me give it to you this way. If somebody's hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them water. If they're in prison, if they're sick, if they need clothes, get them what they need. The government does all those things right now because the church isn't. We need to be pre-political. We need to be so doing the things that Jesus tells us to do that we see the first church doing in Acts that there's no need for the government to come in and feed the hungry because we say, we don't need you. We already did that. Well, we need to bring in bottles of water. Nope, we already took care of that. Well, we need to set up this hospital. We need to set up this program to help inmates get rehabilitated back into society. Already did it. Got it covered. We don't need you here. Pre-political. Not waiting, say, well, boy, there's a lot of problems around here. Which candidate can be in office that's going to fix all these problems? We don't need a candidate. We don't need a government to fix it. The church is supposed to fix it. If we don't like what we're getting in Washington and in Lansing and in our other state capitals, we need to look in the mirror. Because politics is always downstream from culture. The political process has become bigger and the government has taken on more because the church has abdicated their responsibilities in these places.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.